Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. Thank you so very much for joining us tonight. We've got a very good show planned for you tonight. I want to go ahead and get to early enough our various co-hosts that are joining us from all over the place tonight, and we're so excited that they are there. Right, let's go with first start out with our international minister and the person of Pastor Rowe. Pastor Rowe, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always a pleasure and honor to have you here.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Walker. Today, we're on a threshold of an exciting day, and of course, every day is a great day because it's the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Just great to be on the show and just looking to share and with each other. God bless you, Dr. Walker.
All right, God bless you. Well, thank you so very much. Let's go ahead and bring in Benny from the block. Nice to have you with us. Thank you for joining us.
Good evening and happy, thankful Thursday. I'm excited to be on the show. I look forward to this incredible topic we're about to talk about.
All right, excellent. Let's go ahead also and bring in, I believe we're bringing in, is that Ricky to the rescue? Ricky to the rescue. Okay, perhaps that's not. We're going to call the first six numbers. It's not coming up in the queue. Okay, all right, that wasn't it then. All right, well, let's go ahead and welcome Darren Deedy. Darren Deedy, welcome to tonight's broadcast. Always a pleasure to have you.
Thank you for having me. I am so looking forward to tonight's topic. And hello, everybody. Happy Thursday.
Excellent, excellent. Let's go ahead and bring in Pastor Lorenzo, a.k.a. Demon Slayer. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me today. Let's get rocking and rolling on this hot topic.
All right, and now I do believe that we do have Ricky to the Rescue with us. Ricky to the Rescue, thank you for joining us. Welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Oh, yes, thank you for having me and looking forward to this interesting topic for this evening.
All right, okay. I think we have Miss Cassandra, is that right? Thank you for joining us.
God bless you and thank you for having me.
All right, excellent. We've got a real good show for you tonight. Let me begin by the word legacy. When somebody talks about a legacy, Ricky Tereshko, I want to start with you. Muhammad Ali had a legacy. When you hear the word legacy, are there more than one definition that we can give for the word legacy, in your opinion?
I definitely believe it can be a collection of different definitions. You know, I would like to think that it's something that you're able to leave behind that will withstand generations and generations of time.
Okay, all right. So it's something that you leave behind. Is that what you're saying, something that we leave behind?
Yes, yeah, something that's so valuable or important, you know, that it could stay relevant throughout time, and it's something that could be passed on from generation, you know, to generation, and, you know, something that you're able to leave behind.
Okay. All right. That's a very good point. Something that you can leave behind and pass on from generation to generation. That's very good. Generation to generation. All right, so let me go here. Darren Didi, have you ever thought about what could you leave behind? You know, have you ever thought about that, a legacy?
I have. It's definitely good, not going to be monetary on my behalf, but my kindness, my leadership, my mentoring, and just being a good friend and a good people.
All right, excellent. So, Sir Ben, let me bring you in here, and I want to ask you the question, being from the block, and that is, I mean, do you think people really think about leaving something behind? I mean, we got if they really thought about that, wouldn't you think that the world would be in a better place?
Absolutely, but we've digressed to a place where it's all about the legacy now. I want to be now, everything now. I'm not worried about when I'm not here anymore. I just want my now. And so when we think of a legacy, we think of something that is an indelible gift that we've left the world, an indelible mark that we've left the world. And it doesn't necessarily have to be the worldwide world. It could just be the world that we live in, our family. It could be our community, our neighborhood, even what we work at, to leave an indelible mark on people where they say, I remember Dr. Jesse Walker and the impact he had on my life. That is the legacy, the impact that we have on other people's lives that keeps going on and on and on.
Okay, excellent. Something that we can leave behind, something that we leave on. I mean, that impact, and that is so important. Pastor Rowe, let me bring you in here and ask you the question. Is it important for you personally to leave a legacy? Is it important for you?
Well, yes, it's very, very important. And, you know, so it's something that people can remember you by. You know, that means a lot. You know, so if when we are dead, you know, like you say, buried in our grave, you know, we've left something that people can remember that can give them a better sustaining life to that you should be in the way that you should treat one another.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Excellent. All right. Excellent. I mean, we're certainly glad to hear that. Let's go ahead and welcome Fashion for Greatness. Falcon for Fashion for Greatness, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Good evening. I'm glad to be here and everything. Seeing God in first begins with God. I'm glad to be here today, and thank you for having me.
Okay. All right. Thank you for being here. Let's go ahead. Darren D., let me go ahead and ask Brother Lorenzo, let me just ask you, is it that important to leave a legacy? I mean, how do you want to be remembered? I mean, we all leave here at some point in time. So how should people want to be remembered?
I think it's important that you leave a legacy. You know, some people don't live life; they live legacy. And, you know, it's just by people you don't even know. You know, by helping this person when they need help, or it's total stranger and things of that nature. So I think it's like it's this a multifaceted thing that you can do to leave a legacy.
All right. Okay. So let me go here and ask this question here. Ms. Cassandra, what about you? Is it that important? I mean, yeah, we can leave, because I'm thinking you don't take a bank account with you if you leave here. You don't take, like, your clothes, and you got these favorite shoes that, you know, you're like, hey, bury me with these shoes, you know, for sure. So should we be concentrating on our legacy to be the work that we've done for others, you know, maybe God and others? What do you think, Ms. Cassandra?
Well, I think that not just what we may leave valuable-wise, but to leave knowledge, even with our children, our neighborhoods. You know, I can remember back in the day myself when we had, you know, the people to come in, and they taught the children different types of crafts and taught the boys, you know, how to fish and this type of thing. And just like the word said, if you can teach a man how to fish, he can become a fisherman of men and to be able to fish for himself to eat instead of just giving him a fish.
All right, that's a very important point. We're going to ask you, all of you all, to please stand by. We're going to go to the story right about now. Make note of the characters in tonight's story, if you would. Alberto, and Brandy. These are the characters in tonight's story, Alberto and Brandy. Now, they met in their junior year of high school. That was nearly 15 years ago. They're both now 27 years old. They married 5 years ago after graduating college and establishing secure careers in the areas of humanity, which in their case is social workers. They both are social workers. They're also life coaches and help people get their lives on track for a nominal fee. Now, they have always talked about their interest in helping others and have maintained this goal throughout their college years. Now working as social workers, they're both elated in the jobs they do. Recently, Alberto and Brandy sat down and talked seriously and deeply about the prospect of creating a business to actually establish a legacy that they could be proud of that could immediately help others now as well as in the future. Now, following is what they actually came up with to create their legacy. Now, this is very important, you all. You all might get some ideas from this, in fact. Number one, they created an LLC company, that's for Limited Liability Corporation Company, called Albrando, named after both of them, Alberto and Brandy, Albrando, Inc., which is a combination of both their names. They sought a need within their budget that people could use to immediately benefit from, which was food and some material items. Now, number three, as far as the food, they connected with a local community church that had a food kitchen that served people in need during the week. They set a budget to donate $50 per week to the church to help with food and supplies. Number four, they have established an additional weekly budget to purchase inexpensive new blankets and socks for the homeless all year round, especially during the winter season. Alberto and Brandy have invested $5,000 of their own money to establish Albrando, Inc. They have agreed to get funding by providing life coaching to their clients and donate 50% of the proceeds to the business. Now, over the last 3 years, Albrando, Inc., through their life coaching donations has generated over $25,000, which is more than enough to help them enhance their business and extend it to purchasing clothing as well as shoes, among other things as well. Now, Alberto and Brandy's business is doing so well that they have established it in two other cities where people are immediately benefiting from their ongoing legacy. Now they are challenging others to get on the bandwagon to start a legacy that others can also benefit from. Ricky DeRespi, I want to come to you first tonight with this particular question here. I mean, inexpensive blankets and socks? I mean, you know, eventually it got to the shoes, but can you really start something to be a legacy right where you are? And before you answer that question, I was traveling somewhere. This was years ago, and I met a mother and her daughter. I'd just gotten off the plane, and we had to take a bus or one of the commuters from one part of the airport to another one. And on that commuter was a mother and her young daughter. The daughter was maybe 9 years of age. And the little girl sitting next to her mother told her, give him one of your cards. And so I'm sitting there, and the little girl, and of course, you're not accustomed to talking to kids on the age, and of course, unless they are with their parents. So the little girl gave me a card, and I looked at it, and it said, I can't even remember the name of it. It was years ago. But I was so impressed by this because she was looking for donations to buy the homeless people socks. And I'm thinking, a nine-year-old, and I asked her mother, what's the history behind this? What's the origin? And the mother said she came up with this idea herself. She wanted to do something for the homeless people, and she said, Mama, they need socks. And she came up with that, and she got so many donations, and of course I donated a substantial amount for that little business. I had never met these people. So Ricky to the Rescue, do we have to have millions of dollars to just start some type of legacy that people can remember us by to help somebody in need? What do you think, Ricky to the Rescue?
Well, I definitely think it's not a such thing as something being too big or too small. You know, you can always start in your local community. It doesn't matter if you're helping homeless people or you try to do something in a local school. You know, it's just kind of putting yourself in a situation where you're thinking outside of the box a lot of the times, because I think quite often we think, you know, that certain things are just taken care of. And I can give you this as an example. Just in a school in itself, you would think, you know, children have supplies or book bags or pencils and things of that nature. But if you go to that specific school, you may realize that they don't. And so just to start something in a small community where you're able to provide school supplies to a school, that is something that could actually be done. And it's not as hard as a lot of people may think it could be.
Okay. All right. So we can start there. Ben from Block, I want to bring you in here. Ben from Block, what are your thoughts on this here? I mean, a 9-year-old with her mother approached me, and I was so impressed I made a substantial donation right there on the spot. I mean, can we start with something? I mean, it's like, how about gloves to help the people out?
Well, I'm going to say this. The more we give, the more our Father gives to us. So if we stop looking at our resources as my own personal resource and start looking at it as an instrument to be used the way that our Father wants us to use it, not only will it grow us in our spiritual walk, but it also grows us in our legacy walk. Because what is a better legacy to have than to say, man, I'm connected to a guy who was an awesome giver, but he was also an awesome person because God continued to bless him as he gave. The more he gave, the more God blessed him. What an awesome legacy to live. So, yes, you should go forward to doing the will that he has designed for you to do. And a lot of times we get caught up on things like, well, that person can go take that money and go drink beer and do that. That is not for us to decide. It says if he tells you to give, you just give. It doesn't matter what happens as a result of that. What matters is our obedience to the one who's going to give us even greater than what we had when we started.
All right, we're going to certainly ask you to stand by. I believe we have Serena on the line. Serena, welcome to tonight's podcast. It's a pleasure to have you. All right, maybe that's not. We're going to call the first 6 numbers of your phone and tell us who that is. It's not coming up in the queue, and we tried earlier. 678-964. Who do we have and welcome?
Hello.
All right, 67.
I'm sorry, Doc. You have Jeffrey McKinney on the line.
All right, Jeffrey McKinney, thank you for joining us. Do you think it's important to leave a legacy? You know, do you really think it's important to do that?
I think it's important to leave in a legacy because it can make a change to the community. It can make a change to your family. And legacy doesn't mean that you're just passing on money or wealth. You could be passing on knowledge. You could be passing on values. You could be passing on beliefs. So it's very important, and it doesn't take money to start a legacy.
All right, we're going to ask you to certainly stand by. Thank you for your comment. Fast for Greatness, we've got you in here. Fast for Greatness, with Brandy and this couple here, this couple, I mean, they seem to get so much gratification from what they're doing. Alberto and Brandy, I mean, it's just, I mean, blankets. You know, I've seen blankets in some of the stores, brand-new blankets for $5. And then socks, you can get them. You can go to one of the discount stores and get socks for the homeless people. Fast for Greatness, have you ever thought about your own personal life, like Brandy and Alberto here, and say, you know what, I can do my part to create a legacy? Have you ever thought about that? If so, what have you thought about?
Yes, I have, and I am a very creative person, and I create things, and I do a lot of volunteer work, and I create things and just make things and just give it to people who God lay on my heart for me to give. I show people how to make stuff, create different stuff. My children have always volunteered in different communities and things of that nature. So it is definitely important to leave a legacy. And, you know, just like the gentleman said, it's not always, you know, money that is good, but to leave a legacy in the earth showing how you can volunteer, how you can help someone else in need, being kind, being generous, and taking those gifts and talents that you have and be able to share them with the world and your kindness. Yeah, I think that's,
okay.
I think that's a good thing to do.
All right. Darren Dini, let me go back here, and then Brother Lorenzo, Dima Flair, I want to bring you in here first with Darren Dini and ask, Darren Dini, I don't really have a duty to do anything for anybody else. I mean, you know, why can't they, you know, that's not my fault that they're homeless. I didn't cause that situation. I didn't put nobody in peril. So why can't I just worry about me and my own, my family?
Well, you know, I think humanity, we are meant to help each other out, be with each other, lift people up. I'm just a very generous person, so that's my thought in the whole process.
All right, Pastor Rowe, let's bring you in here. Pastor Rowe, along the lines of the same question, then we're going to go to Brother Lorenzo here. Pastor Rowe, it's like, okay, if I struggled to make it out here, then I look at other people and say, hey, they can make it out here too. I mean, I'm creating my legacy by looking out for me. Because, I mean, again, why should I, you know, how do I know really that the Creator intended for me to really help somebody else? And, you know, Abraham Maslow, father of modern psychology, says, to thine own self be true. And think about your own hierarchy of needs. Help me out, Pastor Rowe.
Well, you know, I'll just start off by saying it doesn't have to be monetary. You know, we know the scripture that says, where there is no vision, you know, the people perish, you know. And the reason that I'm on this show is the legacy that Dr. Jesse Walker is leaving, you know, giving us ways and means how we can establish better relationship with our friends, coworkers, significant others, and, you know, the list goes on, you know. And it's not all about money. It's really trying to help people to undergird what they're doing, you know. But charity begins at home and it spreads abroad, you know. So, you know, you've got a great vision of reaching out and helping others, the seven countries that we've got. And, you know, and we should do all that we can. Remember, you know, the leadership that that you are providing for us, to support your endeavors so you don't have to bear this cross, you know, bear it alone. As the saying says, must Jesus bear this cross alone and all this world go free? No, it's a cross for everyone. It's a cross for me. So last but not least, there's a saying that says, if I can help somebody as I travel along, if I can cheer somebody with the word song, if I can show somebody that they are traveling wrong, then my living would not be in vain. So I just want to thank you, Dr. Walker, for your leadership and the legacy that you are now leaving behind for us to share with us.
Well, you know, and I want to thank you, Pastor, as always, for your commentary. But, you know, it's all the people on here that I, you know, we're all leaders in our own right, respective rights. And I'm just so grateful that you all take the time out each and every week. And like many of you all have said tonight, it's not just about money, but your contributions of what taking time out, sharing your thoughts, that's part of what we're doing here. What is your legacy for humanity? Just the fact that you are sharing information with someone who contemplates, you know, going in a different direction. You probably don't have a clue of how many calls I get after the show, how many text messages I get, how many emails I get, commenting on every one of you all. They're constantly, I love what Ricky to Rescue has said. I love what Ben from the Block has said. I love what Darren Dini, Miss J, Pastor Rowe, you know, Brother Lorenzo, everybody's just falling in love with Brother Lorenzo. He's probably going to eventually start his own show. And you know, it just goes on and on with the comments that come. Because even now with Miss Cassandra joining us recently, people remember you all, so it's the thoughts. We're all part of this. So I take no credit whatsoever by myself because you all are the ones that make all of this happen. Because if I were on here by myself just talking to the people, I'd run out of time and everything, and it would become very boring. But because of you all, you know, you make the program what it is, and I'm grateful, forever grateful for that. you know, and I mean, everybody has something. And like Dr. Martin Luther King used to say, he said, we can all be great because we can all serve. You know, so keep it in line with what is your legacy for humanity? And this tonight, I am so grateful that you all are part of this here. As I join other communities with things that they're doing to support their legacy, we don't always have to reinvent the wheel. Like when that young lady approached me about just helping out with some socks, I said, what a brilliant idea. And then all of these stories are inspired by true story. This couple, blankets, you know, and socks. So let me go ahead. Brother Lorenzo, I'm going to bring you in here and ask you the question, what is it that you want to have as a legacy? And it doesn't mean that we're dying anytime soon, you all. I'm hoping not. But what is it that you want to spread your legacy so you can see even the fruit of your labor, if anything?
I want to leave a legacy of helping people and never giving up that spirit of not never giving up. I don't care how old you get. It's never too late. You know, I want to help homeless people. I traveled around the world and seen how different forms of homelessness is out here, living in cars and being on the meet them, asking, begging for money and stuff like that. So it's a whole lot of people that's doing worse off than what you are. So I just take it. I'm blessed already. I'm hitting back on the road next week, and I just thank God for everything he's done for me. So I'm going to bless other people, leave a legacy that way.
Okay. All right. So let's go here now. Fashion for Greatness, let's bring you back in here. Fashion for Greatness, you say that you're doing some things out here. I mean, do you think that Brandy and Alberto should be, I mean, they've opened up in two other cities. What can we do to expand, to get to people? I mean, you can't do much without money, so what else can we do if you're not going to use money?
Well, you can always share it and start and raid in your home. You know, like I said, teaching to your children, teaching to your grandchildren, and, you know, things of that nature, and sharing it in your communities. And it may not be in the state where you live at, but it could be in another state where they, you know, some people may live and they continue to share. Just share the gifts. That's what I would say. Share the gifts that God has placed inside of you, you know, and just continue to allow those gifts to grow. You know, just the little things, your generosity. You know, I make gift cards right now, gift cards and jewelry and all the stuff. It's a gift for her. And sometimes I package them up. I may leave them in the bathroom. I may keep them in my car when I'm passing, just give them to somebody. You know, all kinds of stuff. You know, it's a homeless gentleman that I see every single day almost going to my office downtown, and I haven't seen him in a couple of days, and I remember seeing him. I haven't seen him in like a couple of days, and I was like, wow, I wonder where this guy is at. And he told me it was around Christmas time, and it just touched my heart. So, and I asked him, what do you want for Christmas? Every time I see him, he never asks for anything, but I say, here go a little change, you know, go get yourself something. And he always has a smile on his face. And he said, I asked him, what do you want for Christmas? And he turned around and looked, and he startled for a minute. And he said, you know, all I want is a hug. And I gave him a hug, you know. And so just the spirit of being kind, that goes a long, long way. It goes a long way, a very long way. So it's helpful in so many different ways, so many different things.
Okay, very good. All right, so let's take a look here now. Darren Deedy, let's go back here to you for a second and ask this question, and then Jeff McKinney, we're going to go to you, and then we'll take a station break. And the question becomes, if I don't feel like giving or helping, am I helping just by thinking about my own children and my own family? I mean, and not even encouraging them, but to say, if y'all want to help, it's up to you all, but let people find their own way. Just mind your business. What do you think?
It's not such a good idea, but, I mean, you can do good within your family, you know, passing on a legacy of being generous to others. family time is very important. You know, just your family rituals, you know, you pass those things on from generation to generation. But I would never say to my children, just let people take care of themselves. You know, you should be looking out for each other. It's humanity.
Okay, all right, all right. You just joining us tonight's topic is, what is your legacy for humanity? We've got a number of comments that are coming to the studio, and it's already halfway through, and we've got a lot to cover. Let's go ahead and first and take a station break with Rick at the Rescue. Rick at the Rescue, go ahead and give us your commercial. All right, perhaps Rick at the Rescue is on mute. Then let's go ahead and take another commercial break. Let's go to Ms. Marjorie Cross. Ms. Cross, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Good evening, Dr. Walker. Good evening, Pastor Rowe. And good evening to all your co-hosts and guests on the show. Yes, my name is Marjorie Allen Cross, and I'm a nurse and I'm a health and wellness consultant with two great companies. And we have over 150 products that may be able to help you with any health conditions, collagen and other products. And if you need more information, you could give me a call at 786-319-7223. Again, my number is 786-319-7223. And you could visit me at my website at betteryourself.info. Again, betteryourself.info. If you need any products at all, just let me know. God bless you. Please go. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, sir. Stand by. Jeff McKinney, we're going to ask you here, you know, when you think about legacy for humanity, and, you know, I often look at different people. I look at, you know, the earthly beings here. Of course, we all model Christ as our the one who leaves the greatest legacy. But if we look at earthly beings, who would you say, Jeff McKinney, is your example of someone who's left a legacy that you might want to model, if anyone? Who would that be? Right, perhaps we're not getting Jeff McKinney. Let's go over to, let's bring in Ms. Cassandra. Let's ask you that same question. Excuse me. Who is it that you could look and say, you know, I really admire what this person is doing. Who might that be, Ms. Cassandra?
Okay, can you hear
me? We can hear you. Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. In the earth realm, I would say my mother.
Okay.
When she was here, I could say my mother because there's a lot that she had taught us girls, and my dad, too, that he taught us girls, and a lot of things that we as women, us, me and my sisters know that our dad taught us that a lot of men don't know. And I have shown some men different things and, you know, different ways of life through conversation. That some things they didn't know that they should have known from another man or their dad, I guess. But some men don't have fathers in their life. But I thank God for that. But my parents, I'll just say my parents.
Okay, so now that your parents, the legacy that they started for you, how important is it, in your opinion, that you leave a legacy perhaps not only to your children, but others who may not have anyone to be an advocate for them? Is that important to you personally?
Oh, it's very important, very important, because it will help them to learn a legacy that they didn't have. And that they can carry on, you know, throughout their generation and with their family and people that they know and so forth and so on.
Okay,
so it's very important.
All right, we've got a number of comments that are coming.
Okay.
It's very important for you. Excuse me, I think I heard you say that. It's very important. All right, Pastor Rose, let me go here. Pastor Rose, what are one or two things that people can do that say, well, for example, they don't really have any money? Let's just say an older person who has wisdom that's retired, and they're living on a fixed income, Pastor Rowe, but they have something to offer. They want to help. What could they possibly do? And they may be even listening to tonight's broadcast and say, I want to do something for humanity.
Well, Dr. Walker, there was a saying, you know, it's scripture. It's about, you know, giving, we give what we have. And, you know, charity does begin at home and it spreads abroad. And, of course, my grandmother was a great, you know, impact with me, you know, and she taught me, not only shared with me, but taught me and led by example, you know. And it's still with me today, and that's been over, gosh, 50 years, you know, since she's been gone, you know. And, you know, it's all about, you know, living your life, you know, as it says, you know, if I can live my life as a Christian ought, if I can share with others, share with others that the Master taught, then my living will not be in vain. You know, so it's all about learning, living, and sharing. And if you don't have anything to give, just give it yourself. But I will say, Dr. Walker, I'm excited about coming on the show. You know, I want to tell you, you are leaving a legacy, because I can't wait to get new thoughts and new ideas that's sharing. And it's, you know, you're doing a great work, stay on the wall. But you're leaving a legacy. I know, not only to me, but everyone that's on the show. And to God be the glory. Back to you, Dr. Walker.
Okay, well, we certainly do appreciate that and for all that all of you all are doing. We've got a number of comments that are coming to the studio. Benny from the Block, I want to give you this first one. Benny from the Block, are you able to hear us clearly?
Yes.
Okay, Benny from the Block, this first comment goes to you. What is your legacy for humanity? This female, she writes in, she says, I've actually pondered this question in my 43 years of life. I work on a job where I feel like I'm not really making a difference to others. Now that I have listened to your shows, Dr. Walker, I am convinced that my calling is to go into teaching. I really think that that will be my legacy. That is so, you see what I'm saying here, you all. People do listen to these shows. And, you know, and it's the contributions that you all are making that's making a difference in people's lives. So, Benny from the Block, I want to ask you, she says she thinks her calling is going into teaching. She's 43 and realizing that now. What words, if any, could you encourage her to follow after that dream?
I would definitely tell her to follow that dream, because teaching, I was a teacher one time. Teaching is one of the most rewarding experiences that you can ever have in your life. To be able to help a young mind be molded and grow and develop into something, and then later on in life, you see that person become something extraordinary. I also would differ with her when she says, I feel like on my job I'm not making a difference. That is so untrue. Just our living in itself makes a difference. Just the fact that you go somewhere every day, somebody sees you, and maybe just a smile or even just your kindness or even just the way you look can make a difference in a person's life. It's the difference that you don't even know, because most people are admiring people in silence because they think, well, I mean, I would love to be with her or be with her confidence or have her style or her knowledge, and they don't always articulate that. But just our existence make a difference. It's just who we are. We were designed to make a difference. That's why we're here on Earth.
Okay, excellent. That's a very interesting point. So even her job is making a difference. That's a very interesting point that you pull there. Brother Lorenzo, let's go to you and give you the second question here. This mail he writes in, he says, I take it that your legacy is what you plan to leave behind, as Mr. Lorenzo said. That could possibly benefit someone else. I have not decided yet on what my legacy is, but I am convinced now that we should all consider leaving a legacy to help others. Brother Lorenzo, they called you out here and said leaving something behind. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you should leave something behind to you. We are money-wise. I got some things set up for my kids that's going to be money-wise, they're going to be set. So I think money-wise and your legacy of helping people. So that's why I want. When I leave this earth, I just want to get through in a hole and then go eat chicken at the repast and then go see the lawyer in the morning.
Okay. All right, excellent. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Darren Deedy, let me bring you back in just for a second. Rick the Rescue, are you there?
Right.
Oh, okay. All right, Rick the Rescue, we're going to ask you to stand by. Darren Deedy, I want to bring you in here now. Darren Deedy, I mean, how about, I mean, we know that what you said earlier, that we shouldn't take that attitude to just think about ourselves. But what about that older person who doesn't have money and they want to, they were selfish at one point and now they want to make a difference, but they're on they're walking with a walker now. They can't get out like they used to. They do have a telephone, though. What would you advise them to do, Darren Deedy?
I would hope that they have a support group, a family. just their that person's knowledge, you know, to pass on to generations and generations within the family. Sure, they can't get out and do physical things for people, but hopefully she has a network that can support her as well, and her legacy would be, you know, the loving caringness that she's always had throughout her life.
Okay, all right. All right, so couldn't it be that with her having a phone, Fashion for Greatness, I want to bring you in here, along the same lines, Fashion for Greatness, and that is, couldn't she just possibly, I mean, she want to get back. She's got a telephone. Couldn't she even join, like Darren D. is saying, a support group, could she just call and volunteer on a helpline to just take some calls right from her home, a volunteer? How important is that?
That's very important. That's very important. I think, yeah, you can call from the you know, from a phone, and that any way you can be of some help to somebody is more than especially to the elderly, you know, and especially to anybody, but especially the elderly, because sometimes, you know, people forget about the elderly. They really do. But it's so important to think about, you know, people. And I think about, like, my grandmother, and I think about, you know, my mom, and I think about my dad and some of my uncles, and, you know, the kindness and the generosity and how they taught us to be respectful and mannerable and to be giving, you know, to some, to, you know, to people. And I thought about also, too, I love her. She's dead and gone. Her name is, they call her Mother Hale, and she was a mother from New York. And they call her Mother Hale, but she founded a home in New York that was for children who were addicted to drugs, babies who were addicted to drugs. And she brought these children into her home and cared for these children and raised these children. And our home in New Jersey, my mom has always had a house where, you know, people were homeless or people couldn't feed themselves. She would always bring them into our home. And, you know, I find myself doing the same exact thing, even sometime now, you know, me being here in North Carolina. So it's always been just a place of extending that generosity and help to someone else all the time, even just by being here on the, you know, on the call, the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. The kindness of sharing this line with other people that they can also get a chance to share their gifts and sharing opportunity and sharing the gospel and sharing different ideals and stuff like that. So it's never hidden by just for myself. I'm always giving out, you know, to something that can help somebody else, because what it does for me, it just continues to help me grow in different areas of my own life, for me to have the more to do the more, if that makes any sense.
It does. It does. And we thank you for that. You know, we're almost out of time. We got about 16 minutes before we bring the show to a close tonight. Ms. Cross, I want to give you this next comment that's coming to the studio, and that is, Ms. Cross, you can hear us clearly over there?
Yes, I can.
All right, certainly. Ms. Cross, I want to give you this comment that's come in, and this party says, in terms of leaving a legacy for humanity, I believe that it is our duty to leave a legacy because it makes us fulfilled in our purpose. Do you think that there's any truth to that?
Yes, I think we should leave a legacy for our children. I think so. You know, because whatever we're doing now, we're doing it with them in mind. So, you know, when we leave from here, we would like to leave something for them to remember us by, something
okay, so,
that they could benefit from.
Right. So are you saying, Ms. Cross, that leave it just for our children? That's what
no,
I'm
not
saying.
Just our family, not just our children, our family.
Okay, our family. Okay, Ms. Cross, we're going to certainly ask you to stand by. I think we got Serena online with us tonight. Ms. Serena, are you there? Thank you for joining us.
Hi, yes, I am here.
Okay, thank you for joining us. Tonight we're talking about what is your legacy for humanity. You know, I made a pact a long time ago, a few years ago actually, with God. And I said that, God, I want to do two things in life now. And the first part is, and I base these on the Ten Commandments, the first part is have that relationship with God, which is the first four areas of the Ten Commandments. And then I want to have that relationship with humanity. So now, and Serena, I'm bringing a question to you. It's like, since I've looked at this here, the way that I go about it, now this is just me, and I'm not certainly telling anybody else they got to do it that way. You find your way that brings you comfort. And since I'm able to look at my, identify with my relationship with the Creator and then with humanity, I mean, I have, it's like, it makes it, like, being from the block was saying, you just feel so fulfilled. And the more you're able to give, the more you're able to do, the more that the Creator will do for you. And that is so true. If you're having any problems out there, you all, I'm telling you, I mean, I'm not just saying this here to be excited. I wake up every morning. Even, yeah, at my age, you're going to have a few pains, aches and pains. But I wake up every morning in almost a dance mood. So, Serena, I want to bring you in here. And, I mean, do you think doing something for humanity, whether it's a legacy on your job, you know, where you're making, showing an example, you're letting your light shine, your attitude, or is it if you're helping somebody out there, do you think that that will make a difference in your life to give you, if you're not doing it for ingenuine purposes, if you're not doing it to showboat, what do you think, Ms. Serena?
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I definitely agree, first and foremost, having that connection with our Creator, you know, really tapping in spiritually, and then also having that desire to say, okay, I'm close to you, and you're giving me, you're fulfilling me, so I'm overflowing now, because obviously we're going to overflow when we get things from God. So I'm overflowing so much that I want to now share this with humanity. And I think that sometimes people can get a little in their heads about legacy and their empire, what are they leaving behind, and they go through life thinking that, or maybe feeling disappointed they haven't left anything. But really, like so many have said, whether you realize it or not, we are all leaving a legacy, whether you're conscious of it or not. And so I think that just it could be a big way or a small way. Like you said, if you're at work and maybe it's not the best position or maybe it's not something that you want to say, and I believe that when you focus on what can I do and not what's being done around me, then life just becomes amazing for you because now you're walking through a lens of giving and of service. And I think that as humans, the greatest and highest act of love is to be of service to others, and I think that that kind of goes along with leaving our legacy. So if you're at work or if you're just walking down the street or if you see an elderly person, all these different scenarios, you have a choice to make. You can either choose to impact someone's life for the better or you can choose to ignore that you have this opportunity every day. Either way, your legacy will be left. So just being conscious and living an intentional life and being sure to be filled up with the Creator, I think will allow you to, like you said, wake up with this, I'm happy every day. I don't, you know, life happens, but when you're filled up with the divinity, nothing can stop you, nothing can knock you off your purpose, which means you'll be able to truly, you know, spread this love to humanity and be of service and leave a legacy not just for you, your family, your kids, but for the world. So that is,
excellent.
I agree with you.
Excellent. We're going to
ask you. Amen.
Pastor Rowe, we're going to bring you in here now. Pastor Rowe, what are your thoughts here, Pastor Rowe, with, we're just thinking about legacies. I mean, anybody of age and even the younger people, Michael Jackson, for example. I know one of my former colleagues, her son, you know, he never got to see any Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson had already passed by the time he was born. And so over the years, he listened to his music, you know, and that's how he got to learn about Michael Jackson. And he just emulated Michael Jackson's dance moves. And he just loves Michael Jackson. But he's also looking at Michael Jackson as somewhat of a humanitarian, you know, who left a legacy, not just that he could dance, but how his kindness that he was, and which had a deeper message. So, Pastor Roll, my question to you is, excuse me, do we look at the negative or the good, or even though sometimes when you're trying to do something good, the world comes at you with trying to put a blemish on you. So this young man looked at Michael Jackson as something good, you know, and I mean, an idea too. So what are your thoughts? Are we in any position to judge anybody for the legacy that they leave?
Well, I'll tell you this, since you mentioned Michael Jackson, the person that left a legacy to me is Sam Cooke, you know, and he talked about a change is going to come, you know, and to me that's inspiration, it's encouraging. Whatever we're going through, you know, he encouraged the people by saying that a change is going to come. So, you know, he left a legacy because that's been many, many years ago. When he say, you know, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change is going to come. That's very encouraging to me. And it's not too much said that the lady that talked before us, I mean, she dotted every I and crossed every T and left no stones unturned, you know. But, you know, when we take the communion and we go to church and we, you know, you hear them saying, you know, this do in remembrance of me. So, you know, we're remembering when we, you know, partake, you know, we drink of the Lord's blood and eat, you know, of his body. And, of course, tomorrow is a special day. And, you know, I just called it Good Friday, you know, and because I'm happy about what happened, you know, because Scripture said without the shedding of blood, there could be no remission of sin. So what he did for us on Good Friday, to me, while it brings tears to my eyes, you know. But anyway, great discussion that everybody helped mention.
All right, we're going to stand by. We're almost out of time. Let me give this comment to Reach to the Rescue. Reach to the Rescue, you want to close us out tonight with what is your legacy for humanity? Would you close us out?
Yes, I can.
Okay, then I'll forego this one here and give you time because we'll bring you back on in about 6 minutes to give us like a 2-minute wrap up, if you would. What is your legacy for humanity? Sir Ben, I want to bring you on here and give you this comment. This female, she says, several years ago, I became very depressed over my divorce because my husband cheated with my best friend. This hurt me for years until I finally came to the importance of forgiveness. I know I now spend some of my select time and spending time with the church group where I facilitate helping other women who have experienced similar situations. It has turned out to be an absolute blessing. Benny from the block, I mean, should your misery become your mission or ministry? What do you think? That's what it sounds like here.
I know this might seem a little bit kind of on the other side, but I think her greatest ministry could have been forgiveness of her husband and the situation as to why he's cheated. We always focus on the problem and make the problem the subject as opposed to making the solution the subject. And I've never quite understood why we are so emotionally attached to an act as opposed to be emotionally attached to a solution to the act. And so what I'm saying by that is she took a bad situation, made it a ministry, and now she's with a bunch of people who share a common trait. What would have been her legacy if she said, yes, I've learned how to be an awesome forgiver because the father that put me in the situation and the covenant I made with my husband, he says, forgive one another. He said, what two have joined together, let nothing put asunder. So legacy, forgiveness. But she took what she had, and she made it work for her in that mission that she started.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Passion for Greatness, I want to bring you in here. We're just about out of time, you all. We're going to bring Rick to the Rescue in just about 3.5 minutes. Faster to Greatness, 15 seconds or less. I mean, talk about the workplace that we talked about earlier, you know, when it comes to Legacy for Humanity. Just quickly now, please.
The workplace, you know, sometimes when you see people, you know, they'll say, oh, hi, how you doing? And they say, oh, today is Monday. It's a dragon Monday. And always, how you doing? I always say to them, I'm doing good, and I do it intentionally every single day on purpose. And they'll stop. And they'll be like, wow. And this is a lady, her name is Carol. She just retired. And she told me, she said, I'm going to have to utilize that every single day to keep my mindset in that place because I do it intentionally every day on purpose, no matter what.
All right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. You know, with you having said that, Benny from the Block, I want to come back to you in just a second because that's what, I mean, if I'm thinking of going in a different direction, you know, I can look at my text messages if I'm overstudying or whatever I'm doing, and if it seems like, oh, my goodness, I'm just overwhelmed. There's always a text message that Benny from the Block has sent me, and it's like, happy tenacious Thursday, you know, happy wonderful Wednesday. And it's like, wow, you know, that's nice. Benny from the Block, I want to bring you back in here. What inspired you or motivated you to do this here? Because it's a legacy that I look at. I even go back into some of those old text messages that you sent me, and it's messages here, and it's like, he goes on for a long period of time, and I'm like, wow, how does he find time? And it makes me feel really honored. Benny from the Block, how do you do that? 30 seconds or less, please.
Okay, quickly. That texting started out as a gifting that God gave to me for my family, and I was doing it as a family way of inspiring the people in my family to want to be better, see better, and do better. And then as they started sharing with other people, those people started contacting me, and then they said, well, look, can you directly send them to me? And then from there, it went on, and I have over 300 people that I do on a daily basis, 7 days a week. And so I had to ask God, God, give me the necessary things to be able to do this. And he opened it up for me to be able to do this on a regular basis, and I'm thankful for that. And so now I am reaching out. We can talk about legacy. My legacy is Benny inspires me every day. Whether I like it or not, he still sends an encouraging message, and that's why I am in that.
Well, we certainly do appreciate what you do, and I personally appreciate it when you send me those. And listen, I read them. Thank you so very much for that because you send sometimes some long ones, and it's like, he takes time out to actually do this, and now I'm hearing you have 300 people. What a legacy. We've got, my goodness, we're running out of time here, you all, before Rick's Rescue comes on. I'm going to try to get to these other comments. I at least want to get to two more of them. Just quickly here, Brother Lorenzo, let me bring you in here real quickly here. This mail, he writes in, he says, I am an attorney, and some of the greatest work I have done is in the area of pro bono work, helping others where there is no charge. I strongly suggest others please find a way to give back to others freely, and this could also be your legacy. I really enjoy it. What do you say to that attorney? He's doing it pro bono. Brother Lorenzo, quickly, please.
You got a lot of lawyers that do that. It's not even for the money because when you do pro bono work, it always comes back to you. When you help people, it always comes back to you. I don't care what it is.
Just quickly here. We're going to bring in Darren Heaney. Just quickly here, you got 15 seconds. This female, she says, I really couldn't find anything to come up with for my legacy. So I decided to go out every other week on Saturdays to join a group who feeds the homeless. I must say this has made a significant difference in my life. You will really get gratification in helping others. She says, I do. Darren Heaney, she feeds the homeless every other Saturday. What do you say to that?
Amen to her. Good for her. Yeah, that's a good thing. It feeds people's well-being and herself as well. That's a positive thing.
All right, excellent. We're going to actually stand by Pastor Rowe. Just quickly here, you got 12 seconds, Pastor Rowe. We've got to bring Ricky to the rescue in. This mail he writes in, this last one we can take, says, wow, I did not understand it at the time when my wife constantly told me about the need to help others. Finally, I went out with her during the winter and distributed blankets to the homeless people, and boy, did this really have an impact on my life. Now I'm investing $50 a month continuously to buy blankets for the homeless. Pastor Roe, what do you say to that? Just 12 seconds or less, Pastor Roe, we're out of time.
Okay, but I think it's great, and everything that you're saying, how we can support others, we can find that out by going to improvingrelationships.info, improvingrelationships.info. that info, and we'll find out what our wonderful leader, Dr. Jesse Walker, is doing to help others.
All right, Pastor Roll, we're certainly out of time. Rick to the Rescue closes out. What is your legacy for humanity? Rick to the Rescue.
Yes, and I will just first like to say for everyone who's listening in, do not limit yourself by saying you do not have a legacy. Everyone that has breath and living life has a legacy because you are doing something that is an influence on another person, whether it be your actions, what you're saying, or something specifically what you're doing. So the question becomes, how do you define the legacy in which you would be proud of, right? And so you may have to be a little bit more intentional on that, and it may take some reflection and some emotional awareness on your part to know, you know, how it can make you feel or you know, when is your time to go, what is going to be said about you or what did you leave behind or what type of influence that you did have. And so respectfully, it's important to use your time wisely, right? And so time is that thing we don't get back. And we put so much attention on a lot of different things that we probably don't put enough attention on how we're actually using our time. And so in using your time, what do you intentionally do to fulfill yourself and also be able to pour out to others? And so it could be small, it could be big, it could be whatever goal you set, but remember, there is no such thing that you can't set your mind to that you cannot achieve. So once you put the plan in motion, you will be able to move forward, have your faith, and pray, and you'll be able to get what you're trying to get to as long as it's within that will. So thank you for that, and that is the closing for this evening.
Rick to the Rescue, we certainly appreciate your closings, as many others of you all as well give out such wonderful closing. We thank you for that. Listen, we're completely out of time. They're threatening me over here. I've got to get off the air because we got to come back tomorrow night. Listen, you thought tonight was a big topic. You will not want to miss tomorrow night's topic. Tomorrow night's topic is transitioning your misery into your ministry. Transitioning your misery into your ministry. You don't want to miss tomorrow night's topic. Of course, if you choose to bypass tomorrow night's broadcast, we'll be back here live Saturday morning from 6:30 to 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. So until tomorrow night or until Saturday morning, until if you choose to bypass Saturday morning, we'll be back here live for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show next week. Mm-hmm. So until tomorrow, Saturday, or next week, I want to say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Dr. Walker.
Good night,
good
everyone.
Night, good night, Pastor Roll.
Good night,
Thursday. God bless you all. Keep safe and keep well, everyone. Great show.
Amen.
And great closing on Ricky to the Rescue.
Amen. Amen to that. Closing, Ricky.
God bless everyone.
Good
happy
night.
Easter.
God bless you all.
Good
happy
night.
Easter. Yeah, happy Easter to everyone. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Sister Marjorie. And God bless you also, my brother Lorenzo. And as a veteran, we appreciate your service.
Yes.
Amen to that, Pastor Rome. Happy Easter
keep
to everyone.
Keep safe, Brother Lorenzo, and all the best to you and your family. Be safe out there on the
thank
road.
You.
Thank you.
Amen.
And Lorenzo,
amen.
Thank you forever for your service, brother.
Amen.
Everyone, keep safe now, and don't eat too much for Easter. Easter bun and cheese.
Amen.
Eat some Easter bun and cheese.